So what did you do at that point?
So then we pull out blinatumomab, as we call it, blinatumomab. These are CAR T cells off the shelf because they work the same way. They basically, a CAR T cell, we take the T cell out of the patient, we genetically modify it and inject it back in. But it really, we genetically modify it to attack CD19. Okay, well, blinatumomab is a designer protein that links T cells with CD19. It's CD3 plus CD19 antigen binding regions in this funny little drug that unfortunately has a very short half-life. So you got to give it by continuous infusion. That's inconvenient, but convenient because unfortunately, as it turns out, when you activate that many T cells all at once, you get these terrifying cytokine release syndromes. You make a T cell swim up to a leukemia cell and eat it, at which point it elaborates cytokines, at which point the patient gets a temperature of 105 and a blood pressure of 70 over palp and is completely delirious. With blinatumomab, you can just turn the infusion off and let things cool off. So in fact, in retrospect, it's actually not so terrible that it's continuous infusion. The drug goes away quickly, calm things down, resume it again a couple days later.
That's really interesting. I hadn't heard that perspective because it is like 28 days, right?
Yeah, it's 28 days. It's a bit of a pain. I just did that with a guy. He worked through the whole time. He grumbled, but you know, he had this little pack around that he has to carry around. But this kid actually did not have, I'm not sure, maybe his T cells were jaundiced and they didn't, I don't know. But he didn't really get much of a cytokine release syndrome. And he said, that was easy. Why didn't you give me that thing from the beginning? You know, he flew into remission. He's like, well, we're sorry. It's kind of expensive and it's not approved up front. At which point then I just quickly transplanted him and he's totally fine. He's probably cured. He's a couple years out now. So, you know, yes, we have a lot of cases like that. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it must be. You mentioned you just saw him. That must be very gratifying when he walks through the door, huh?
Yeah, he's busy grumbling about like his work and this and that. And it's like, we're busy talking about how's the cat and whatever. It's like, we're not going to have leukemia here. Those are what I call the well child visits. You know, all the oncologists love those. Well baby visits.